Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. We just have a few mouse chatters today. We have Caitlin. How you doing, Caitlin?
Good. How are you, Steve?
I'm good. Oh, wait. You're supposed to say howdy. No, wait. You're supposed to say hello, friends.
See,
I messed
friend.
You all. I messed everybody up. And then Sharpie's here. You can hear Sharpie laughing in the background. How you doing, Sharpie?
Howdy, Steve.
Lisa will be, I think, back on the next Mouse Chat. Brenda's got stuff going on this week. And I was over in the Bahamas, so I figured I'd do a quick update on something different. So if you don't want to go to Disney or Universal or on a cruise, one of the things that Sharpie, Caitlin, or Brenda can help you with is all-inclusives. So they have all-inclusive resorts, which is nice because it's you pay once pretty much and you get everything. And a long
it's
time
like being on a cruise,
yes.
Except in one place.
Yeah. And a long time ago, we were like, we were in the Bahamas somewhere and we were talking to another agent and she was like, oh my gosh, these certain resorts are great. So we went and looked at them on the Bahamas in Nassau. And I was like, these resorts are awful. And then she was like, oh yeah, but the ones here in the Bahamas that are under that brand name are really horrible. And I was like, well, I don't want to go to, you know, I don't want to support hotels that every different island is a different product. Like this one's good. This one's bad. So years ago, we found Sandals Resorts and Beaches Resorts, and like Disney, they're consistent across their properties. They have similar restaurants. They have the same spa. They have kind of small resorts that they pick the best beaches as their first thing when they're trying to find the resorts or build the resorts. So, and they have, and we know the managers and everybody. So we're like, oh, this is great. Because there's some in the Bahamas, there's some in Jamaica, there's some in St. Lucia, Curaçao, all over. There's 18 of them in the Caribbean. St. Vincent is opening later this year in the Grenadines. So they're all kind of consistent. So it's nice. So I went to Exuma. Lisa's been. I don't think anybody else has been. Have you guys been to
Exuma? Not to Exuma.
Caitlin, you did the other one on Nassau, right?
Yes, the Royal Bohemian.
Yeah.
So that one's also in the Bahamas. And then I've been to Sandals South Coast in Jamaica, which was incredible.
Oh, yeah. That's a favorite. You go to Jamaica South Coast.
Yeah. I know you like that one, too.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm going next week.
Jealous.
I know. You should go. It's actually the week. I think it's the week after next. It's in like 8 days. So it's in a little while.
If I didn't have a two-month-old.
You have a two-month-old. And they're not allowed. It's adults only at Sandals. See, yes, what a good segue. Then. No two-month-olds at Sandals.
No, but we could get a trip booked to Beaches.
You could go to Beaches, which is their...
and take her.
Yeah, so Beaches is the one for families that Sandals has. So, yeah, so I went to Exuma. Lisa's been years ago. So like Caitlin's saying, there's two in the Bahamas. There's the one in Nassau, which is like if you like casinos and shopping and nightlife and all kinds of stuff going on, then I would recommend doing the Sandals over in Nassau. And if you like to just relax and get away from it all and just kind of chill out, then I would recommend Exuma, which is Sandals Emerald Bay. Because there it's like one road on this tiny little island. And there's like maybe six cars that you see on a 15-minute drive from the airport to the resort. There is not a lot. So if that's your thing. So, and it's only like 35-minute flight from Miami to Exuma.
That's so easy.
Yeah, so it's like
super quick.
So is
anything walkable from the resort?
Ooh,
or is it completely...
There's not any place you would want to walk. Except...
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
I've been to some small airports. Like the airport is like the size, it's like a shed, like that's maybe the size of like a three-car garage. And you go, and that includes the customs and the baggage claim and the immigration and walking through the outside door to the street. Like, so literally, I'm like looking for where the luggage is, and there's this little tiny like metal door that's like this, I don't know, it's like a doggy door. And it's the old, and it's like The second after they check your passport is this like tiny little room with the tile all ripped up or whatever. And there's this tiny little door, and they open this tiny little door, and you know, and you walk off the plane, right? There's no ramps or anything. And they just take the stuff off the plane and they push it through the tiny little door, and that's all your stuff. And then you just get on. There's like nothing there. It's the smallest thing ever. So anyway,
did it have air conditioning or Wi-Fi?
No, it has no Wi-Fi. It might have air, but if it does, it's not. I didn't really notice. I think on the way out, where you sit in the other little tiny lounge, which is tiny, they do have a couple of those little portable air things that sort of run. So it wasn't uncomfortable, but it wasn't cool. It was just kind of right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there, it's tiny. And then sandals includes transfers. So they include your and some of these transfers are like an hour and a half, depending on which island you're on. But at Exum, it's like a 15-minute ride. And you, right. Yeah. So it's super easy. So super quick. If you want to get somewhere, Bahamas is a super quick destination from the US. So, you know, you can be there early. You can be there for lunch. Let's see. So about 300, I don't know. I think it's 280 some odd rooms. So all the Sandals resorts are kind of like that. They're not like thousands of rooms. So, but it's on 100 acres. So lots of gardens and beach and pools and places to eat and things like that. And then they have kind of, I only saw two room categories. I got a villa on the beach. I don't know how I got a villa. It was just me.
Lucky.
I know I had this huge villa like all by myself on the beach. And then I think almost everybody else I was with was in the main building. And they're like, where are you? And I'm like in building 9. And they're like, what's building 9? Like, I think it's over on the beach. So, yeah.
You didn't have a butler, did you?
No, but all the rooms there are club level or butler level. There's no luxury level, which is Sandals kind of entry level. So club level, you check in at the club, you arrive, and then they give you a cold towel, and they walk you to the club. The concierge walks you to the club level lounge, and they have a drink, and they check you in, and then they take you to your room, and they walk you to your room. Excuse me. And then they show you around the room and get you all set. And then butler, you know, they do dining. You can do that as well, but they set up a cabana for you and bring drinks and lunch and set things up for you and do special things. So, yeah, they still have the older style room. So I think that was one of the things, although nobody that I talked to was, you know, they're not like some of the Sandals resorts. They have these really modern, updated rooms, like white soaking tubs. And they did have the backlit mirror in the bathroom, but they still have maybe some of the darker furniture, like the bohemian style wood furniture versus some of the brighter blues and aquas and teal colors and kind of Caribbean water vibes that some of the newer rooms have. Huge room, literally on the beach with a hammock right outside and palm trees and beautiful beach. So yeah. So, and it was, that I only saw one other room during our room tours because it was sold out, but it doesn't feel like people everywhere because they have so many spaces. So it was nice.
It looks like there are two pools, correct?
Yeah. There's two, there's the main pool, which has the swim up bar, which is always fun. Although I was in conferences the whole time. I never even got in the pool. So there's a main
pool. This is sounding less and less appealing.
I was in they have a huge conference center, and from 8:30 in the morning, I was in the conference center. So I took their wedding training. That was four hours with Wendy White, who I met probably 15 years ago at Royal Bohemian, and she was doing wedding training there. And so they have this new wedding training course, so I got to go through that. I took so many notes. I feel like both of my daughters need to do a Sandals wedding now. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a deal compared to the US. where you spend like $10,000 on a venue. Like the packages are like $2,000, $5,000, but it's because everybody has to get a room, right? So the cost for people is in the rooms. So it's more of a vacation than just going to a wedding. So it's more of kind of going on vacation with your friends. But the actual wedding cost is nominal. It's like a couple thousand bucks for maybe up to 5,000, you know, and that's got DJs and, you know, and the reception and the cocktail party. Yeah, I mean, it's like on and on and on. And you can add, I mean, they have packages, basic packages and standard packages, and you can add whatever you want and bring the price up. But like the standard packages that they have now compared to just doing a wedding in the US are really reasonable. So anyway, so I did the wedding training, so I didn't get to go in the pool, but it has one of those, what is it? Zero entry level pools. I think it's the largest in the Bahamas. It's a huge pool. They've got about six bars, the swim up bar in there. You get all the premium liquors in your room, which I did not drink. So they all just sat there all sad and lonely. You get a mini bar in there as well, filled with drinks and stuff like that on the club level. And you get the wines. They have Robert Mondavi wines. And so they all come in the room or anywhere on the grounds. And then I'm trying to think how many. Oh, so they've got 11 restaurants. So I did. We did Soy. I think we wanted to get to Soy, but we never got there at Beaches, right? Or maybe you went. Oh, you went. That's right. You guys went.
Yes.
And that Soy is outside at Beaches. This one's inside.
Oh, really?
So they have a building that has kimonos, which is hibachi, and it has a bar in the front, and then Soy is to the left, and then the Indian restaurant is to the right. And they're all inside one building where the air conditioning was so cold. It was amazing. Like normally,
it wasn't like the airport where.
Well, normally every place I've been in the Caribbean, it's like there's never air. And then this resort actually has air. That's like, well, it was built by, I was telling Sharpie, it was built by the Four Seasons about 15 years ago. So, you know, it was built to the Four Seasons standard of let's have really nice, large meeting spaces and rooms and lounges and whatever. And let's make sure we have American style air conditioning built into all these places. So they have no lack of air and nice, really pretty spaces. So
good. And Soy is the sushi.
Soy was so good.
Sushi lovers, it's a must do.
Yeah. So there's only two restaurants that require reservations over at Sandals Emerald Bay. And that is the French restaurant and also Kimonos, which is the hibachi restaurant. Everything else you can just walk right up. So we did walk up to Soy. It took maybe 10 minutes for them to get us a table. So we sat down at the bar, had some complimentary drinks. I ordered so much sushi. We just went because it's all included. And then, well, I didn't realize there was a back of the menu and there were three of us. And all of us were like ordering off the front of the menu. And then she was like, oh, there's stuff on the back. So then in a panic, we ordered like four different rolls off the back, although it was just enough. So it turned out to be just enough. It was really good. I haven't had sushi in so long. And I can't imagine what that would have cost nowadays.
Oh, it's ridiculously expensive.
Oh, yeah. It is so expensive to go out for sushi.
Yeah.
When we were at Sandals South Coast, we would always go to like dinner about. Oh, I don't know, between like 6 or 7. And then we would always go like for a second dinner around like 8 or 9 and just go get sushi at Soy. It's like, why not? Let's just do two dinners. It's included.
Yeah. So, all right. So then they have, so you can get scuba diving included. You get up to 2 dives a day at Sandals, which is also, I've got all the pricing on what it would normally cost to go to like the place down the street. And I don't have it with me, but I have it all written down. So that's a bargain by the time you have like 2 people and you rent stuff and you go on a dive and you get your tanks and blah, blah, blah. And then they have a Discover Scuba class, which if you're not certified to dive, you can take this class and it'll let you do just one kind of entry level, one time dive with them. And then it's, I think it's like $140 or $150. And they take you through all the training and then you get to go on a dive with the instructors in your group. And then you can put that $140, $150 towards the PADI certification where you can actually, you know, dive as much as you want later on. And they teach that class there too. So they'll take that off. I believe that one's $250. So they take that off the cost of that. So I went to the class. I didn't do it because I didn't want to do it, but I just filmed it.
Cool.
So I've got all the information on the class and I've got video and photos I'm going to put together and some articles and some videos and stuff of what's involved and how they, you know, take you to the pool and they do the whole thing with you. So I did that. And then they took us all snorkeling, and snorkeling is included. I did some snorkeling. Saw some
sting. Did you see some fish friends?
Lots of fish friends and Exuma in the Bahamas. There was a little spot they take you out to where there's like a coral reef and then it falls off into this really deep hole, which is kind of cool. So you're like going along and then all of a sudden it goes way down. And then it's like this big blue hole and you can see fish down in there and then kind of the edge of it. And then
in the big blue hole.
So it was fun. So, you know, you get about an hour, about an hour of snorkeling and you got about a 30 minute or 20 minute boat ride out there and 20 minute back and snacks on the boat. And they have all the snorkeling gear. So, yeah. And I saw a stingray and lots of cool fish.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was cool. And they do that a couple times a day. So you can get on one of those snorkeling trips all included as well. They have a quiet pool. So if you don't like the music and everything going on, they have a very quiet, and it has its own bar and it has a slushy type machine instead of blenders to keep it quiet. I think the whole vibe, if you are looking for like casinos and nightlife, this is not for you. Because even the general manager was like, please don't send your clients here that are looking for that because then I have to deal with them and they're very upset. So that's, yeah,
it's good to know.
A sleepy resort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's definitely enough to do. There is a piano bar, which Sharpie knows. Everyone loves piano bars except me.
I love them.
Oh my gosh, Sharpie.
Steve.
I hate piano bars. So
what?
I'm in this piano bar. It's small. And I'm just sitting at the bar and this guy comes in and he's like loud and boisterous and everyone's like screaming and I'm like, what is going on? I'm like, this guy's got to be really drunk. And then he was the piano guy. He was I have arrived. And then he just went on and on. But so the travel agents I was with, they got pulled up for the first song. I think they got pulled up three times. I got I do not volunteer for those things at all. Like I am never going to sing. And that guy on his second song picked me and there was no getting out of it. Like I knew, you could tell there, he like comes and grabs you and just takes you there. I mean, it's not an option. So I'm like, all right.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm like, all right, I got it. There's no, this is definitely not an option. And he hugs everybody. He's like, I'm a hugger.
So what song did you have to sing?
It had two words and I've already forgot what it was.
Two words, baby shark.
No, but that would have been good. I forget. You know, they're all those like Jimmy Buffett type songs, right? You know, and there were like three other guys. There were two other guys up there with me that he pulled up there. So it wasn't bad. Right.
And everybody's in paradise.
No, it wasn't. But I don't, it was one of those songs. They all sound the same to me. I'm sure it's on video.
Don't worry.
That would have been good too. It was not that. But yes. See, so many good songs. Next time you can go. That's right. Next time
Sharpie would get up there and sing. He would.
Oh, mind. Yeah. That's honestly, it only takes Sharpie, me a drink or two.
You would love it. You would love it. It was a lot of fun, even though we worked a lot.
Jelly Rolls is one of my favorites at Disney. It's like, gotta love it.
Yeah.
Gotta love
Jelly Rolls. That's a piano bar. That's like a fun one.
So the piano bar was fun. And then they have another, they have an English pub called the Drunken Duck, which I feel like is a ripoff of the Snuggly Duck. But yeah, which it probably is. And it has like a giant artwork on the front of like this cart with this wine or beer that fell over into the duck pond and all the ducks are like drunk. So that's the whole theme of that. And it's an English pub. Like it's all these Sandals that is really well done. I mean, where it looks exactly like an English pub on the inside. And then off to the right of it is a game room with pool tables and ping pong and darts and, you know, and all that kind of stuff right next to it. And they have those giant, I don't know. It's not a pool table. It's like five times the size of a pool table. So whatever that is, I've only seen them at Sandals resorts. They're like gigantic pool tables. I'm sure there's a name for it. But they have that there too as well. So yeah, so we spent some time in there. They have fish and chips and wings and Guinness beer and all kinds of stuff in there as well. And then one day, the other thing we did that I hadn't done before is they have an 18-hole golf course, which is also included. So if you're a golfer, Greg Norman Golf Course. So on the last day, they gave us all golf carts and we drove the back nine, like during sunset. It's amazing.
Wow.
Like, it's so amazing because it's hilly and rocky and beautiful green grass to the point where the grass doesn't even look real. And then it's like cliffs that are off to this emerald green and blue water. And then on the 18th hole, we all parked our golf course and they had a champagne toast thing set up with tables and champagne and photographer and the sun setting. And it's on this.
That sounds fancy.
It was beautiful. You're like,
that's such a steal for people that are big golfers for that to be included.
That golf course was
beautiful.
Yeah.
Golf course.
Stunning. I don't play golf, but it looked amazing. So I took photos of that and I'll have information on golf. And it's literally right there on the property. And also the scuba diving and the snorkeling, the marina, they get a little shuttle bus, but they basically take you out of the front of the resort and then across the street, and the marina is like there. So it's like 5 minutes away. So it's all really close. So yeah. And then I had to leave, pack up, take my 15-minute ride to the airport.
How many nights there?
I got there on Saturday and I left on Tuesday morning. So I got there Saturday night. And then, so I had dinner, you know, cocktail party and dinner, and then Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, you know, left at 10 a.m. So mm-hmm. basically I had Sunday, Monday. And
did you have time to do any other like water activities?
No. And just like when we were at Turks, I don't know why, like every time. So just like Turks and Caicos, it was kind of windy. So they didn't have any of the water sports open. They were all just kind of sitting there on the beach.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, well, when the weather is nice,
I know they have,
it's so nice to have all those.
They have the Hobie Cats. So I saw, you know, talked to the people there at the Aqua Center. So they have Hobie Cats and paddle boards and kayaks and those bike things with the giant wheels and, you know, all kinds of stuff that you can take out. And then they have hammocks right there by the water and swings by the water.
Sounds like the ultimate like relaxation destination.
Like I got back to my room after the piano bar and I went out in the hammock behind my little villa and there's like a palm tree and just stars. Like the amount of stars and how clear it is and no lights and you're out in the middle of the ocean is just unbelievable. So it was cool.
That's amazing.
So I guess
the only sounds one, perfect.
It was. So if you want it, so Sharpie, Caitlin, Brenda, get you set up. You want to do a Sandals or Beaches trip. And then I'll be at not next week, but the week after over in Jamaica at South Coast and Negril, famous 7 Mile Beach.
So fun.
So that'll be nice. And I'll actually have, and this one is a little bit of conference time, but mostly looking at rooms, and then after that kind of time on your own. So it might be not as crazy packed with meetings, which will be nice.
Yay. Will you do a review show for that? So
we'll have to do that too. You should have brought, if you didn't have the new little baby next time.
I know.
Next time you can go.
It's easy to get to the Caribbean from Florida. So it's usually an easy flight, but.
Yeah. The ones that are easiest, if you want to go to one and just test it out, Jamaica and the Bahamas are probably your two islands that have Sandals or Beaches resorts that are close, quick, and usually have enough flights to make it affordable. So,
and Jamaica has several properties. That's the island with the most resort properties there, including a brand new one, that Dunn's River.
Yeah, they opened up Dunn's River, which is supposed to be really nice. I still haven't been.
Yeah, it looks so nice.
Dunn's River is really nice. Curaçao, which I haven't been to yet, which is on the ABC, Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao Islands over there, kind of close, I think close to, I want to say Venezuela. Maybe I'm wrong. What's it off of? Belize? But those are like Dutch islands. Those are really nice. Curaçao, when I talk to everybody who's been there, they love it. It's not a beach, but it's not a beachy one. Has very little beach, but it has a huge pool because of no beach. It has a small beach. So that's the only downside over there. And then St. Vincent, which I think opens this year. It's either maybe in April. I don't remember the date, but it's coming up. That one looks amazing. And no one's been to no one goes to St. Vincent. I didn't even know where it was. I had to look it up. But it's another Caribbean island.
I love the Southern Caribbean islands. That's.
Yep. So, all right. So we got to get you over to one.
I just want them to open another beaches property.
There's always,
It seems like they should. It seems like they should do one in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Well, because that's like Nassau.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to an agent who had people over in Atlantis, in the Bahamas, and the price of that is insane.
Yeah.
Totally.
I can't remember, like, they had like a bagel and an orange juice or something for breakfast. And she was like, yeah, it was like $28. So that was like, or I don't remember.
Just absurd.
It was just like
I'm not surprised.
Or it was like, you know, a small burger and fries and something for like $80 or something. I was like, all these prices were like, oh my God. And I was like, thank God I'm at an all inclusive where it's all eat just whatever I want. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine. I was like, it was just crazy pricing. Yeah, so I don't know.
I remember how heavily Atlantis was advertised when I was like a teenager.
I remember. I haven't seen it.
There were constantly commercials.
I haven't seen a commercial for that in a long time, but I remember a long time ago, it was always on. The water park and the tube and the aquarium and the casino. And so, that's definitely happening over there. So that's where the other Sandals is. And they have an island off of that Royal Bohemian, too. They have like a private island that has a little boat that goes over, which is kind of cool at that resort.
It is cool. Yeah. The little boat takes you over there and it's different for sure.
Yeah. They have a swim up pool over there and a little restaurant over there on the little private island. And it's real quiet. So, all right. That's it. I guess that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Pixie Vacation for sponsoring the show, and just follow us on Facebook in our Facebook group, our Mouse Chat fan community. Hopefully Lisa will be back on the next one, and join us here again on Mouse Chat.